This is a reflection based on the readings from November 3rd, 2023. It is the memorial of St. Martin de Porres, religious. As a young person, I was fascinated by the lives of the saints. I stumbled across the story of Martin de Porres, and somewhere I got a hold of a remembrance card of his with a relic of fabric in it. I treasured that for many years. Martin was born in 1519 of a white father and dark-skinned mother, the daughter of slaves from Panama. As a youth, Martin was prayerful and devoted to God. Being poor and having no father in the picture, he was still generous to others who had even less. At 12, Martin apprenticed himself to a barber. In those times, a barber was closer to a doctor or a surgeon than a hairstylist. He was particularly skilled as a healer. Using both barber skills and prayer, at 15, Martin devoted himself to the life of a religious in the Dominican monastery in Lima. At the time, biracial men could not become brothers, so he was a lay helper, doing all the chores and working in the infirmary. It wasn't long until they recognized Martin's healing abilities, and he was soon put in charge of the infirmary. Another story is about Martin's ability to communicate with animals. This is one of those out there stories. It's called The Legend of the Rats. The monastery was troubled with rats, so Martin was ordered to put out poison for them. He did, as he was told, but then went to the garden, called the rats, telling them that the poison was there and promising to feed them in the garden if they stayed out of the monastery. There were no more rat problems. Martin always worked on behalf of the poor, establishing an orphanage and children's hospital. He lived a simple life of fasting and abstaining from meat. Other miracles of his include bilocation and levitation. It was reported that people who knew him saw him in Mexico and Japan, while he remained in Lima, having never left it. He passed through locked doors, appearing at the bedside of sufferers without being asked. Even sick animals came to him for healing. Frequently at prayer, Martin would levitate while kneeling. Today's gospel from Matthew 22:34-40, has the Pharisee testing Jesus, asking, "Which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus answers, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." We may all know this gospel with this commandment held high for us to attempt to live by. But for me, I can't hear it often enough. The example of St. Martin de Porres, who was beatified in 1837 by Pope Gregory XVI and canonized by Pope John XXIII in 1962, is a shining star for me. I tend to hold up as examples for myself saints just like him. Another is St. Solanus Casey. Never heard of him? He's obscure. You can look him up. He's very like St. Martin. Maybe I focus in on saints who are humble and unsung because those are attributes I'd like to have. I'll have to ponder that. Maybe you can ponder about your favorite saints too. I want to close with a quote from a video reflection I watched. It was from 11/3/2022 from a Deacon Harold, Burke Sivers, from Archdiocese in Portland. If you go to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops website, or USCCB, and click for this day, you can see the whole video. Deacon Harold says, "Love of neighbor is a path that leads to encounter with God. Closing our eyes to our neighbor blinds us to God. Only if I serve my neighbor can I see how much God loves me and how much He cares for me." God bless. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.